The rest of the story. Inspector Dietrich Mania stroked his chin pensively, as might Sherlock Holmes in pondering some promising puzzle piece of evidence. Arson or accident was the question. Yet, could such be determined from a trail so figuratively and literally cold? The evidence was the remains of a blaze itself, and a fingerprint, a solitary fingerprint. Whose? Well, who could tell? No database would yield its owner, no stool pigeon would suggest the perpetrator, but just as authorities were insisting a search for witnesses would be futile. This description turned up. Male, short, powerful physique, generally rough-looking. And then in the subtle mind of the German sleuth dawned the truth. No crime scene this, no happenstance occurrence either. Instead, the fire in question had been kindled and kept in the northern foothills of the Harz Mountains, near Kehlenziwa, Germany, for some benign purpose. Well, the detective's job was done, and yet his conclusions will keep special investigators busy for many years to come. Inspector Mania's real-life mystery story would be published, of course, in the European Journal of Archaeology? That's right, archaeology. For Dr. Dietrich Mania and his colleagues from the esteemed Friedrich Schiller University had analyzed evidence and reconstructed a scene more than 80,000 years old. And on fingerprint, judging from when it was made and geographically where it was found, its owner cannot belong even to our species. The kindler and the keeper of that 80,000-year-old fire, we have a name for him, Neanderthal. For there were many human predecessors to Homo sapiens. But because Neanderthals lived mostly in a region rife with limestone caves, and because such shelters so excellently preserved bones, we know more about Homo Neanderthalis than about any other immediate ancestors, and thus in our mind's eyes did Neanderthal become the archetypical caveman. And yet by popular conception, he and she are much underestimated. For Neanderthals, though cave dwellers, sometimes also built camps elsewhere. They used fire, they wore clothing, they made tools for weapons. They were the first hominids to care for their sick and bury their dead. But there is a twist more remarkable still in the case of the fossilized fingerprint, revealed by that team of experts from Friedrich Schiller University. You see, all of the evidence strongly indicates that the builders of that prehistoric fire were slowly burning birch wood to manufacture a tar adhesive. For the fingerprint itself was found on the fossilized wooden handle of a tool whose flintstone head had been affixed with that same adhesive. So yes, prehistorians do mean to say, and I quote, the Neanderthals must have possessed a high degree of technical and manual abilities comparable to those of modern Homo sapiens, end quote. What that says is, they must have been remarkably intelligent, as it now inescapably seems that before you and I were even a gleam in the Creator's eye, the Neanderthals had invented glue. And now you know the rest of the story.